Representative Cori Bush, Buffalo shooter, was indoctrinated by Tucker Carlson. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on June 11, 2022. At the March for Our Lives gun control protest in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, Representative Cori Bush, DMO, said the shooter who killed 10 people at a grocery store in Buffalo, New York, was indoctrinated by Tucker Carlson and Fox News. During her speech, Bush briefly touched on her experience listening to survivors and family members of those from the Uvalde school shooting in Texas. "My congressional colleagues and I heard these heart-wrenching testimonies from survivors of gun violence and the grieving families of victims," Bush told the crowd. "We heard from Uvalde fourth grader, Maya Cirillo, who covered herself in her classmates' blood and pretended to be dead to survive. We heard from the grieving parents of Lexi Rubio, an angel now, you all, at just 10 years old," Bush added. Bush then brought up the Buffalo grocery store shooting where a gunman killed 10 individuals and wounded 3 more. "I'm joining you a few weeks after an 18-year-old white supremacist, who was indoctrinated by Tucker Carlson and Fox News, after he targeted a black community in Buffalo and committed a massacre," Bush said. Bush is not the first Democrat politician that has attempted to link Carlson with the Buffalo shooter. Shortly after the Buffalo shooting last month, Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, sent out a fundraising email blaming Carlson for using racism to his advantage. "The white supremacist Buffalo mass shooter borrowed language directly from Tucker Carlson, and this is not a coincidence," Swalwell wrote. "We've known for a while now that Tucker uses racism to his advantage, stirring up fear and outrage to attract people to his white supremacist propaganda show." Additionally, MSNBC anchor Joy Reid claimed Carlson injected racist conspiracy theory into the veins of Republican voters in the aftermath of the shooting. "The reality is, Tucker is not some deep thinker. He's clearly just channeling the gross stuff his viewers could easily find online, then feeding it to Republican voters and Republican politicians as infotainment, and that feedback loop has terrifying reach," Reid said. "That murderous lowlife in Buffalo wouldn't even have to listen to Tucker. He wouldn't have to watch him at all to get it if they are essentially pulling from the same source material."